Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast, The Unlimited River of Abundance, how to create whatever you want by enjoying the ride on the river. Abundance and the creation of anything you desire to be, do, or have in your life is like a flowing river. Universal abundance and the abundance of everything you desire is always flowing 24/7. Because this is the universe of unlimited abundance. And there is no such thing as a lack of anything. Lack only exists because we believe it does. And our belief in lack makes it so. But the universal river of abundance is always flowing like my beloved Colorado River, which formed the magnificent Grand Canyon over millions of years with that abundant flow. This universal river of abundance is always bringing an infinite supply of whatever we want. As long as we don't try to dam up that river or try to swim against the current by fighting against what we don't want, but instead just float along naturally with the river like I've done countless times rafting the great Colorado River. The river of abundance teaches us to just allow and not try to push the river. The river of abundance doesn't need us to try to hurry it along. It's flowing in unison with us or contrary to us if we are fighting against that current. When we try to prove our worthiness to receive the infinite flow of abundance, for example, when we are fighting against what you don't like and you don't want and not appreciating what you do like and do want, you're fighting against the current of abundance. When you erroneously believe in the lies of limitation and lack and the lies of your unworthiness, powerlessness, and helplessness, and when you believe that you're not good enough or you can't do what you want to do for some reason, and when you believe that they're out to get you, and you believe in the illusion of assertion and victimhood, and believe that things and people and forces can assert themselves upon you without your consent, when you believe all of these faulty premises, you are fighting against the unlimited abundant nature of creation, and fighting against your own unlimited all-powerful nature that you have to create anything you desire. When you are entranced by what is, by all the drama and the conflict and the unlovable and unlikable and undesirable things in life, and you are not focused upon what you want and focused upon what is working well, and you are not focused on your dreams and desires, and you're not focused on the excitement of being, doing, and having those desires, you are swimming against the river of abundance. And you're fighting against self-empowerment and joy and well-being and love. Typically, humans erroneously believe that this is a planet of assertion and not attraction, where things we don't like and don't want can assert themselves upon us against our will. And whatever you believe, the river of abundance unconditionally flows more of what you are focused upon to you. And in this case, because you're focused on being a victim and you're focused on an abundance of things, people, and situations that you don't like and don't want, the river of abundance has no choice but to give you more of these things. Whatever you believe, the river of abundance will flow more abundance of that belief to you, regardless if that belief is one of abundance or lack, peace, or conflict, etc., etc. If you believe you can be victimized and nasty unwanted things can assert themselves upon you against your will, then the river of abundance, aka the law of attraction, is happy to flow more things and people and situations to prove to you that that belief is true. So, you can see that it is impossible to dam this river up, as some people believe. They say I feel blocked, or it feels like I have a block with money or abundance, or it feels like I have a block to love or relationship or health, etc. But you don't have any blocks. No one has any blocks. You're just tuned in to the wrong frequency. You're standing in the river, facing against the current, focused on bad feeling things. And so the river of abundance has no choice but to open up the floodgates of more bad feeling things to you. And because you're fighting the flow of the river, you're going to get beat up and probably bashed up against the rocks. The universe is doing its job of flowing nonstop abundance, and you're the only missing cog in the wheel. You're the only resistant piece of the puzzle. But if you can get tuned in correctly to self-empowerment by taking 100% responsibility for the creation of everything in your life, now you become a cooperative element in the creation of adventure. Now you have a wonderful, unbreakable rubber raft to have fun floating down the river rather than you having to tread water and cling to logs and rocks for dear life and getting beaten up and drowned by the river. But the river isn't really trying to drown you. You're the only one essentially drowning yourself by fighting against the river without a boat. By fighting the natural flow of infinite abundance, by believing in the lies of limitation and lack and assertion and victimhood and powerlessness and helplessness, etc. You're drowning yourself by fighting against the natural flow of abundance, by trying to make things happen, trying to force things to happen and sacrificing and struggling and working hard and trying and trying to prove you deserve abundance and by fighting against what you don't want. Most people believe in the illusion of assertion. They believe they must kill off what they don't want so that they can get what they do want. But this is absolutely the most disempowering belief in the entire universe. So most people live their lives fighting against the flow of abundance with their faulty beliefs in limitation and lack and assertion and victimhood. Most people do not believe that they can create what they want because they do not understand that this is a planet of universe of attraction, not assertion. Most people do not believe that this is a planet of abundance, and they believe it is instead a planet of limitation and lack of resources, etc. Most people don't understand that the entire universe 100% supports you unconditionally to be, do, and have whatever you want without any judgment whatsoever. So, because people don't know that they attract more of whatever they are focused upon and instead have ludicrous beliefs in evil, assertive forces that are hell-bent on their failure and destruction, and because most people don't know that Source, God, Goddess, all that is, the universe, is unconditionally supporting them to create whatever they want. Most people believe that they must fight against, what they don't want and fight for what they do want and force everything and everyone into place so that they can get what they do want. They believe they must punish and legislate and judge and condemn people into submission. Like slave masters and force reality to change for them so that they can be happy. They do not understand that controlling reality is not their job. That is the universe's job. That is Source's job. That is the law of attraction's job. That is God's job, whatever you want to call it. It's Great Spirit's job. It's your job to just allow and flow with the river of abundance. It's your job to just experience the contrast of life, what you don't like and don't want, and what you would desire improvement upon, and then launch rockets of desire for improvement upon what those things that you don't like, or to get more of what you do like. And then it's your job to just jump into your fabulous, unbreakable rubber raft and enjoy the ride flowing down the river of abundance. It's not your job to put an engine on and try to race down the river faster either. You're not here to get things done. You're here for the adventurous ride on the river. And it's not your job to try to prove to others that you deserve the abundance that you desire because your worth is not ever in question. And other people's opinions do not matter because no one can create your reality for you. And the abundance of anything that you desire does not come from people anyway. Other people can be cooperative elements in your creation journey, and other people can be aligned with your vision of abundance, or they can be uncooperative elements on your creation adventure because they're not aligned with your vision and your dreams and desires. People are either joyful, loving, surrendered, fun, allowers of abundance, or they are resistant, combative, recalcitrant, ignorant fighters who still believe in the lies of lack and limitation and unworthiness and assertion and powerlessness. This is a planet and universe of infinite well-being, abundance, and constant, never-ending expansion. There is no such thing as illness and poverty and lack and limitation of any kind. But you can certainly pinch yourself off from poverty and still experience illness and poverty and lack and limitation. There is only the flow of complete well-being and abundance that flows 24/7. Or you can pinch yourself off from that infinite flow. It's your choice. But as an infinitely all-powerful creator of reality, it is your choice to cut yourself off from the infinite flow of abundance with your ignorant, juvenile resistance and your limited-oriented beliefs and unworthiness, victimhood, and powerlessness, etc. Or it is your choice to allow the flow of abundance by becoming a happy, cooperative, flowing, appreciative, fun, excited, fishy, happily swimming down the stream who is just enjoying the adventure of creation and enjoying the calm, as well as enjoying the rapids for fun, like the roller coaster, and even enjoying the rocks. And surrender and allowance is the key. Allowing the universe to do its work and knowing what your job in the creation adventure is. And your job is to focus. That's it. Not to do, and fight. And your job is to be clear about what you want and to focus on what you want. Because clarity and focus are the king and the queen. Your job is to focus on your dreams and desires. That's it. And have fun creating those dreams and desires into physical reality. It's your job to just surrender. And allowance doesn't mean doing nothing. You know, surrendering is not doing nothing. Allowing and surrendering doesn't mean you sit in a cave and meditating for 20 years. Being a master of allowance and surrender means that when you are clear about what you want and you are in vibrational alignment with those desires, then when the inspiration arises, you have no choice but to take action. And it means you do not take action until that inspiration arises. Otherwise, your action will just be full of struggle and will yield little or no fruit, and you'll just get tired and be drained of energy. And then you just allow some more. Enjoy the ride and enjoy the process and enjoy the journey and enjoy the adventure of creation. I repeat, enjoy the process of creation. Enjoy the adventure of creation, not the results. The results of the adventure of creation are fun for sure. The money and the goodies and the lovers, etc., are all fun. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with any desire that you have. And the entire universe is poised and ready to help you manifest those desires completely and unconditionally. And there is nothing more fulfilling than having a desire and then manifesting that desire into your physical reality. And then delighting in your awesome power of creation that you turned that desire into a thing. You turned nothing into something. But the results and the goals and the dreams and the prizes are just the excuse to go on the journey of creation. Because you don't need things and money and success and relationships and approval, etc., to prove your worth to yourself or anyone. You are priceless regardless of how much you have or don't have. You are an unlimited, all-powerful, immortal, invaluable creator of worlds, here to have fun creating fun things to be, do, and have in your life, nothing more. You are absolutely not here to save yourself or to save anyone or anything, because nothing and no one needs saving. Nothing and no one is broke or faulty in any way, and nothing and no one needs fixing. You're not here on some holy mission from God like the Blues Brothers. You're just here to be the infinite, awesome, immortal creator that you truly are and have fun creating your desires into physical reality. That's it. That's why you're here on planet Earth. You're just here to be the miracles you truly are and turn your joyful, inspired thoughts into things. You're just here for the fun of it. So enjoy the ride down the river. I hope you got something from this. If you enjoyed it, share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so you can create whatever you want. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday.